Chapter 4. The Great Wall of Diva. June 2017. Barney's, New York. Wilshire at Rodeo Drive. Mercedes is late, Bentley groused. Bach shrugged.
Of course Mercedes is late.
Bent stared across the white linen-covered bistro table at her sweating brother, who looked as miserable as she felt. Santa Ana winds were blowing in from the desert today, which made the air in the cafe unbearably hot and dry, even in the shade of the white canvas umbrella over their heads. Regardless, production had refused to scrap the shoot. Production, meaning Mercedes. So here they were, shooting where the Royce family meetings were always shot, the semi-fabulous rooftop restaurant on the fifth floor of the Beverly Hills store of Barney's, New York, known for its killer view. It's hiatus, Bentley groaned. Why did she make us come back and shoot a stupid family meeting 2 weeks into hiatus? When the season's over, it's supposed to be over, right?
Right,
Bach said, leaning forward in his chair.
Hold still,
Ted, camera one said, shoving a mic inside Bach's shirt collar. Ted was a good guy. He had once come to school with the younger Royces on grandparents' and special friends' day. Mercedes no longer spoke to her own parents and didn't really do friends, special or not. What did you have to cancel today, Ted? Bent asked the hulking cameraman. She tried not to look at his pit stains, which now reached almost down to his waist.
Me? I had a tea time with the crew at Rancho Park.
Ted shook his red dreadlocks. Dread Ted, that was what Bach and Bent had first called him, and puffed out his pink cheeks beneath them.
No big.
That was all Dread Ted had ever said for 5 years now regarding Mercedes and her last-minute production changes. Dread Ted was a wise man.
I was supposed to be surfing.
Bach shook his head as Ted dropped the mic cord down his back.
Some guys from my poker club were meeting up at Zuma.
You don't surf, Ben said, annoyed at the mention of her brother's poker habit. In the 2 weeks since the benefit, he'd played every day. He was acting like Portia did when she fell off the diet.